We're back.
Now we're back.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Blowing out bags.
Goddamn right.
Hey, Taco Bell.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back blowage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Coke Zero. Ah. Would you like to hear what it sounds like?
What does it sound like?
Yes.
ASMR. Yes.
Oh, ASMR is like. Okay. That's just the fuck they be doing. They be just making noises or just like got their fingers, what they be like. Or like playing on me like.
Yes. Are you relaxed?
Yeah. Oh, did it? I guess it worked.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's fun.
Hey, PJ.
Hello.
You picked this movie, right?
I did.
Yes, you did.
Theme music.
Oh, well, there you go.
Let's go. Video hustle, whole 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 video hustle, whole
hustle, motherfucking
hustle, hustle, motherfucking hustle.
What's going on, everybody? There's a little bit of confusion there during the introduction. Coke is missing, but not the kind that go up your nose. But folks, don't worry.
That's like, not Coke, the insanity. God damn.
Like, we don't need that.
No.
We already hype.
Ah, yes.
That could be a... No, that could have been a pick, PJ.
What?
Hardcore Henry.
Ah.
Now, there's a fundamental. Yes. That's a fun fundamental, because that's one we actually saw in the theater together.
So yes.
There's not many of those. Yes. Yeah, think about it. It's not many.
That and... Grindhouse,
Hardcore Henry, Casino Royale, Live Free or Die Hard.
Live Free.
Those are the... Boom. Oh, and The Dark Knight.
Goddamn.
Okay, we saw more movies in the theater together.
Yeah.
Of all of those, what's the favorite theater experience?
It's got to be Grindhouse, just because I was the dumbass to...
It's got
to
be Grindhouse. just because that was the most fun.
Oh, yeah, we were hyped. That was like my first time ever in the movie seeing something.
I'm some sorry, shit like... Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Does it tingle? PJ is mixing Crown Royal with Mountain Dew Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
How it tastes.
How's it taste?
Does it have alcohol in it?
Yes.
Fucking great.
Wonderful. Oh, P-Jizzle.
Mm-hmm.
What episode are we on right now, man?
I got it right yesterday.
Yes, we just recorded yesterday. We recorded, Waist Deep yesterday?
Fuck. 103.
103?
I mean, 203.
204.
God, for real?
It's 204.
Nah.
I'm going to double check for you just in case, though.
Ah.
I'm going to literally turn one page back. It was just yesterday. Listen. Folks. Listen to that paper.
Oh.
Waist Deep was 203.
Ah. Report is in.
Yeah, it's 204, PJ. What did we watch, though?
Shaolin. Yes.
From 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this month, our little theme we have, we don't normally have themes except for the holidays, but this month I wanted to, because, you know, I've been accused by certain people that aren't here of, you know, not letting people, you know, choose, you know, I mean, PJ picks the movies out of the bag, but he doesn't put the movies in the bag. I'm technically choosing the movies and he just picks from my choices.
Mm-hmm.
So this month I was like, all right, pick two fucking movies then. Now, y'all do it. You think of this shit now. You figure it out.
You sound like a teacher who's like had enough.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Fuck it. Y'all know what to do? All right, go home.
Oh, you so smart. Well, you know what? You figure it out.
Yeah.
You do it.
Yeah. Don't ask me any questions.
Yeah, no back talk.
Yeah.
You want to pick a movie. But PJ.
Mm-hmm.
PJ picks go up first, and then we save the best for last.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Well, you know, I'm not going to say that. I mean, I know, well, she changed her second movie, as we said last time. She was going to make us watch Twilight, but she stopped it. And put, I don't remember what the other movie was, though, no more. What she switched it to. And you don't either.
Can't tell you.
Well. I'm sure it'll be fun, folks.
Yes.
PJ, why did you want to watch Shaolin? You had your choice of any movie in the world. Mad Friendship Fundamentals, we could have been. But you wanted to watch Shaolin. Tell the people why we're watching Shaolin.
Because I know you like these type of movies.
What are these type of movies?
Kung Fu.
Yes.
And I feel like you've never seen it. Like I finally.
This is one.
This is one. That's like, oh, I think I'll actually fuck with this one.
Yeah, I never seen it. I'm familiar with this director though. Like heavy. I know a lot of his movies. I own a lot of his movies, but not this one. What about Shaolin, PJ, enamored you so much that you wanted to bring it to the podcast, though, in your opinion? For not for me, but for you.
For me, would you consider Kung Fu action
right
with the answer of, what about the guns?
What about the fucking guns?
It answers that question, but it's also Kung Fu.
Right.
So it's a...
Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah. So you like it because it got the Kung Fu fighting and the fucking guns.
There it goes. There yes. you go. Okay. Yes.
Well, PJ, Shaolin is 2 hours and 11 minutes long. I don't know how much this cost to make, but I have a number, and I'm pretty sure this is it converted to the United States dollar. Mm. So in United States dollars, what? How much you think this made?
Was it big over there?
Probably over there, but I don't think they spend as much money on their movies as we do here. Like, we spend stupid amounts of money on movies that probably bomb most of the time. But.
$10 million.
It is higher than $10 million. You got one more shot.
Okay.
It made more than that in U.S. dollars.
$20 million.
36.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure that's a hit.
Okay.
PJ, on IMDb, it has a score of something 0.9. So you got two chances to get this right. Out of 10, I'm sorry, not out of 10%. Out of 10, period, users, what do you think it has? Something 0.9.
Users. 6.
It has a 6.9.
Goddamn right.
Got it.
Yes.
18,708 votes. Critics on Rotten Tomatoes, accumulatively out of 100%. What do you think the critics thought about it, Pete Chisel?
67.
74.
Oh, okay.
They fucked with it.
Okay.
The audience, though, accumulatively out of 100%.
74.
71.
Oh.
Then PJ, but you're still a little bit off there,
yeah,
buddy.
Right there.
But that means the critics and audience did fuck with it. And apparently, PJ fucked with it because he brought it here.
Yeah.
So the question of the day, do I fuck with it? We shall find out because PJ's betting that I did.
I would think. Yeah, I don't know.
You think a lot. PJ.
Yes.
It's directed by Benny Chan. Familiar with that name at all?
Because I am. At all.
Let me go through his filmography, and we'll see exactly what he made that I own, because I'm pretty sure there's quite a few.
Okay.
If this shit will load. He actually passed. Actually, rest in peace, because he died last year, too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
God damn. Sorry.
So.
May Buddha be praised.
He did. Let me see that. I've seen, anyway. Gen X Cops, I haven't seen.
I've heard of that.
I do. It's over there. Ah. It's actually on the stack. And then after that, he did Gen Y Cops, which is in the fucking bag and has been since 2017. That was one of the ones I bought in that buybacks trip.
Wow.
He did Invisible Target in 2007. I fucking love that movie.
Okay.
He did Shaolin. Okay, so actually, other than Gen Y and X Cops and Invisible Target, I know those. But he did a couple others that I want to see. He did New Police Story I want to see. And then there's one called Rob B. Hood. Jackie Chan movie, I want to see that. And then there's one called Jackie Chan's Who Am I that I haven't seen. So there's a few that I have and a few that I want to have.
Want to have.
So I am familiar.
Okay.
PJ, this is starring Andy. I'm sorry. I apologize a million times if I fuck these names up. Andy Lau. Nicholas C. Say. Jackie Chan. Fan Bing Bing. Wu Jing. Jing Yu. Yu Xiao Kwan. Shut up, PJ.
You sound so confident. It's like your confidence in your answer.
That's right. You got to always be confident.
Can, yeah.
You have to be.
Who's here to tell you that that's wrong?
PSA from the Homie of the Hustle. Be confident, bitch. Because if you're not going to be, who going to be for you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's like wisdom right there.
Bars. I try to drop wisdom when I can.
Yes.
If I can. We need however that. I can.
Oh, shit.
What's up, PJ?
Bars.
Bars.
We need a, the more you know, that sound effect.
Voorhees, hook us up, please. I got you. You get all the credit to Voorhees.
Yeah, there you go.
He's actually streaming on Twitch right now.
As we speak?
You know what? Actually, you know what? Here, you know what?
We're going to run the streams up while we're...
just have him in the background. We can't have the music up, but we'll support his stream and have him up in the background.
Goddamn right. Yesterday, I walked in. Who is this nigga? Today, on the TV, who is this nigga? Y'all are famous out here.
Yeah, yesterday.
Just like us.
Hey. Beat 'em Down was on the TV last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
not last episode.
Yeah, I keep saying yesterday, but last week.
Oh, I said it too. Then I forgot. Yeah, this ain't the next day. We didn't record Waist Deep yesterday. Stop it. Get some help. Go to Twitch.
Yeah. Come on. Get your screams up.
Yeah. Get the stream up real quick. Get the stream up. There he is. Oh, with the zombie background after the ads though, but
wow.
Yeah, we support our homies while we record the podcast.
Y'all, you're famous, goddammit.
He got the ad break and everything. For Excedrin, a drug I have to use because I have migraines.
Mm.
Oh, he has three people with us. I don't know if that includes us. Get on Trade Voorhees Twitch. Get on Trade Voorhees Twitch stream, goddammit.
What time?
Right now, I don't know. He up at random. He usually, I think because they're on a time difference, it's usually like around like 3 a.m. and shit sometime. There he is. Mm.
He's making a beat?
Yeah, he makes beats live.
Can we...
You want to hear it for a minute?
Yeah, just listen.
Just a little taste.
Yeah. You grew out your hair?
Oh, I guess there's no beat on that. Voorhees, there's no beat. We'll come back.
Okay.
But we stay in the background. Oh, wait a minute.
He said, shut the fuck up.
He's like, hey, Brent, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Brent. Wow.
Maybe not. Okay.
No beats.
Okay.
Oh, they ain't got no sound, so he might still be setting up. So we'll be here.
Yeah. I want to ask.
I'm going to type in the keyboard chat. I'm going to tell him we're here.
Uh-oh.
We are
Uh-oh.
Recording.
Can he see us? We can't hear you, man.
Why can't I hear him? Yeah. Hold on. Oh, I turned the volume down, but.
No, it's not us.
Okay. So, yeah, the TV's.
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties.
Maybe he just got on. He might be setting up. We are recording.
I'm sorry, sir. Do you really have red hair? Like he has red. You have orange hair. Are you a ginger?
We are recording the podcast.
You don't look like that type. I thought
you.
No, you dyed your hair. That's what it is. Oh, you can't pull a sneaky on me, sir. I know.
TV. The background.
If you don't know right now, Rent is using the keyboard that you have to literally go to every single.
We can't hear.
Sounds like you're giving an SOS or something. You,
though. Oh, I got spell. Thank you.
Can't hear you though.
Is it us? Like, is it me? It can't be.
Add that alien meditation swag to that joint.
Love
it. Your shit might be fucked up, sir.
Let's try something here. No, a sound came from that.
Yeah. Did y'all hear that? Huh.
Maybe it's the TV. Maybe it's the PlayStation 5 fucking up. Maybe.
He's probably cussing us out right now.
He like y'all here? Motherfuckers. Let's go back to a stream and see what happened.
That's somebody else's.
He probably saying shit and I can't hear him. He talking. Why the fuck? He's probably, he might even be responding to what I just said, but I can't. Voorhees, I can't hear you. Voorhees, I can't hear you. Is there a Twitter? Is there a Twitch app in the fucking TV? Here, you know, damn. just rest. PS5, rest. All right. I don't have a Twitch app on TV, do I? I don't. There is no Twitch app on the TV. I wonder if there is one. I'm sorry. We were supposed to be recording a motherfucking podcast right now.
We got sidetracked. This
was I'm going to pause this for a second.
Okay. We are in the stew. What up, Trade Voorhees? What it do? Huh? Yeah, you know you in the stew. I said I want to go and get high. Hi, wanna hit that drive, bye. Psych, I just want to smile. What up, man? This the Dow. Twitch me in. Twitch me in. That's what they would do, right? Twitch me in, bro. Yeah.
Bro.
Okay. Sorry, Trey. I just wanted to. Huh?
I PJ out here dropping freestyles and shit.
Mm-hmm. Y'all can hear that, right?
They hear what? They could probably hear that in the background, yeah.
Or
I might turn you down in a minute. We still got to talk about this damn movie.
Yeah. Is this free?
This is free.
Twitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just create you a Twitch page. You follow him and it'll give you a notification like Twitch Voorhees. Trade Voorhees is on Twitch now. Or, you know, beat him down. All right, we got to turn you back now. All right, PJ, we got to do this movie.
Okay.
All right. We'll come back to you before he's.
Yeah. We're still giving you streams, though.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to leave it on in the background.
Yeah.
So, PJ.
Yes.
How did Shaolin start?
Wow. That was abrupt.
I do that.
Shaolin.
Oh. I thought he was rapping. Oh, no, he's talking to the thing.
Every time we miss it. Oh, okay.
He might be talking to. Oh, he got movie playing. He always be having movies playing in the background and shit. All right.
That's your real hair, sir. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. See, now we distracted.
Yes.
It was a bad idea. But we got to help the homie out though.
Yes.
How's it start, PJ? What movie we watched?
God damn it. Shaolin.
Okay, I'll just make sure you remember.
Okay. It started, I don't know, chaos. Guns.
My first note is funeral pyre. Right? Is that what you call those? Like they was burning like bodies on like the pile with the flames.
You called it a funeral pile?
Pyre. I thought.
Oh.
I think.
Oh.
I think I've heard that reference before. I don't fucking know.
I don't either.
Help. they're giving a prayer for the dead bodies.
Yes.
And then my next note is horse drive by.
Ah.
Horse by.
There you go. What is his name?
Who?
The first general. Yeah, the main guy.
The one that turns into the monk and all that?
Yes.
His name is who? I don't know how it's pronounced. How? H-O-U? Or H? No, H-O-U. How?
Confidence.
Yeah.
How?
How.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure. I don't think it's ho. Someone gonna say how.
I would hope not. Okay.
Oh, shit.
So, ho. Shit.
Right after I said it.
That's why. That.
Say it.
How is a general for some army, and he's running up into the monks' establishments.
Yeah, we don't know any of our like Chinese history, so we don't know what these armies are, their names. I'm so sorry. We don't know.
Yeah.
So he's like the general, like PJ said, of some army. I'm sorry, we just don't know. He not. Let's do it. Let's look at Wikipedia, see if it's okay. What the fuck army they're part of.
Okay.
Well, we can at least do that. I think you just said last episode.
Do your Googles.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The Googles must be done.
And are being done right now.
He's basically a ruthless guy because somebody's running from him. Oh, you got it.
It says it's set during the warlord era of early Republican China. And it says that Hao Zhi is a ruthless warlord. That's all. So, some army.
Okay.
There you go.
Boom.
You were right.
Boom. That's good. Good diagnosis so far.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosis.
Is it murder? Old people got that reference. Diagnosis Murder? TV show? Back in like the 80s? Boomer references?
Yeah.
Now I gotta look up Diagnosis Murder. I never thought I'd be doing that on the fucking podcast.
When is...
But I should know.
What is Matlock?
It's another old TV show.
I meant what year? Sorry, use your words. Yes.
Diagnosis Murder was on from 1993 to 2001. Mm. There it is.
Oh, I've seen this guy.
See?
Ah, okay.
Oh, that's a... it's Dick Van Dyke. He had a TV show called The Dick Van Dyke Show back in like the 50s.
Oh. Yeah. That guy right there is Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, look, here's Matlock right next to him.
Is that him?
Nope, Matlock was Andy Griffith.
No, it's not.
Also had a show called The Andy Griffith Show.
Is it?
Yeah, that's Andy. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Andy Griffith is
look
like,
at his face. Look at it.
Oh.
He's just older. Like I said, Andy Griffith Show was like the 50s. This is like what? What did it say?
Oh, is that? It is in black and white.
86 to 95, yeah. So it's like probably 30 years after that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at PJ knowing old shit.
Right? Shit. Huh.
Murder.
Andy Griffith. He also had the Andy Griffith Show. Yes.
Yes. Just like Dick Van Dyke had the Dick Van Dyke Show. PJ dying.
For some reason, I can't whistle right now. I could usually do that, but that was the theme song.
I know the theme song. I don't know what that was.
That that was an attempt right there.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Nigga, we tempted. I'm so sorry. PJ.
Mm-hmm.
After the horse drive by... Because I think the monks, the Shaolin monks are like trying to, they're praying over each of the dead bodies.
Yes.
And then the horse guy, the dudes on horses come and they do a drive-by and kill more people. So the dudes basically are like, for real? Fuck it. And they start doing prayers for the dead people too again.
All right. He gets there, a dude is running from him. Some general that he went and did.
Oh, it was General Song. S-O-N-G. Yeah, Song. Yeah.
That's okay.
I can see my notes right here.
So...
Hey, before we get to that,
mm-hmm.
then the title pop up.
Ah.
And then a temple gets raided. Oh, it's the Shaolin Temple. They like bust. Oh, yeah, because your man runs into the temple.
Yeah.
Like trying to get some help.
Yeah.
But then the soldiers come in there anyway.
Ah, yes.
And one of the monks is like, yo, get the fuck out. You can't bring your horses up here. And he stops the horse. He grabs the reins, stops the horse.
Yeah.
And then they get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the monk whoopeth that ass.
Yeah.
But then I think it was Hao
mm-hmm.
comes in. Comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey man, look, you gotta die. But he was like, wait, I don't gotta die. Because I got this map. Show you where some treasure at. It's like it's a treasure.
Gold. Yeah,
yeah, some gold.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, I'll tell you what, you give me that map. Trade it for your life. And then he hands him the map. He turns around. And he's like, oh, psych. Shot you in the back.
What about the guns?
What about?
Come on.
Fucking guns.
They're there. Trust and believe.
And then before Hao leaves, there's a sign at the Shaolin Temple that says, what does it say exactly? It's like the
School of Martial Arts, but then he puts like, is about nothing or something.
He's like, the Shaolin Temple of Martial Arts, and he's like, and he gets like red paint and says, ain't shit, basically.
Yeah.
That's not what he says, but basically
yes,
what he says.
Yes, yes. It ain't shit, yes.
But then... Hao and his homie, his like lackey, right hand man, dude, they go back to the town.
Cao.
Yeah. Well, yes, that was his name. PJ got his name. C A O?
Yeah, Cao Man. Yeah.
Cao.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's actually how it's pronounced.
Gotta be. Co. Cao.
Oh my God, this just reminded me of something. There's gonna be people mad at us.
Why?
Because it's fucked up, but it made me laugh so hard. There's a fucking football player. What team did Cameron say he was on? He's in the NFL somewhere. His name is Young Hoku.
No shit? Young Hoku.
And there was a meme at the top that said, At the top it said, my old hoe be tripping, but it said butt.
I'm so sorry. Laugh so hard.
Yo, oh shit. Yo, ho cool. Yeah.
Oh, my old ho be tripping, but my young ho cool. They had his name on, that was on the screen.
He's crying. Yo, ho cool.
2 weeks yo, in a row. Yeah. No, it literally was young ho.
Young ho.
It was young ho cool.
Young, young ho cool.
First and last name. If I thought it was fake.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta find it now for Fiji. Oh shit.
Young ho cool. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Oh fuck. That's the exact one.
Yeah. You don't know cool.
How it's spelled too. Yeah. Oh shit. I'm sorry. I'm
might want to change that. So sorry, man.
My fucking eyes, I can't see, they're watering. 2 weeks in a row, y'all done fucked me up with stupid memes, man.
Was it? It wasn't a meme yesterday.
It was like, that's how I found it, though. Oh, PJ.
Yes.
General Song. They go back to town, and he's like, basically fucking with him. He's like, oh, y'all got all these dead men? He's like, man, I'd have did that. I'd have killed him myself. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have been no problem.
And but my leg is broke.
Yeah, but I got a fucked up leg.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, oh, is that your wife? That's your daughter? Oh, your daughter. Oh, she's so well trained. She got good manners. Yeah. He's like, you know what? She should marry my son. Let's arrange a marriage right now, son.
No questions asked. Yeah,
because he that dude, your boy Howell, you can tell he ain't with it, but he like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, mm-hmm. son. Yeah, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after that, your boy, he's in a bad mood. His boy, Cal. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if that's not saying that. It's what this looks like. There's some white dudes.
Oh, confidence.
That's right. There's some white dudes that brought him some guns. Mm-hmm. It's like I was a machine gun. He's like chopping.
Yeah, he said, this is well, good. This is good. This is good. I like these.
But Hal's like, yo, we don't want that shit.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because it comes with fucking problems, basically. They want to give you the guns for free because they want to build a railroad through our shit. Why would they want to build a railroad through their shit if they didn't want it something else along with that?
I think he said something too about like it being used to kill their own people or something like that.
Yeah, come on. We're smart, okay? No manipulation, Kenny. Not over this way. Yeah.
So he said, no, I don't want them guns. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. They got into a little thing, didn't they?
Yeah, he slammed old boy up against the wall because he's like, hey, man, look, you can make the decisions when you the big brother, mm-hmm. but you the little brother, mm-hmm. so sit your little ass down.
They weren't really family, though. That's like
no, I think it's like big brother thing, like how he the run in charge and shit, so he big brother.
Ah.
You the little nigga.
Ah.
So sit your little ass down.
Ah, learn your place.
Trash.
Yeah, okay.
But after that, the Shaolin monks... There's a bunch of, because you know, dudes is being assholes. Mm-hmm. They not giving food to the people. So they're like, let's be outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
We go steal from the rich and get to the poor.
Sorry, Cottonmouth King trait? What is
somebody that? Said that about him, I think, in the comments.
Oh.
PJ distracted.
Sorry. Yes, we're here.
PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Your man Howell's talking to Cal. And he's telling him, he's like, yo, look. This shit with this arranged marriage, I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
But this is a good chance for us to strike first.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna fuck him up.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to worry about it no more. So we gonna get this plan devised. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gonna strike at that dinner.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, baby. Is this when...
I'm about to say, sorry. Oh, no, you good.
The daughter rings him the... the picture.
I think that is it. She brought a picture of her dad that she drew, and it says, "My daddy loves to fight."
Yes, yes. He loves blood. He loves war.
His dad is an asshole.
Bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he always fucking people.
Mm-hmm. And he got mad, and it comes back.
Yes.
Ah, he said, well, she tripped, and the nanny was supposed to be watching her. And he's like, hey, hey, what the fuck? What do I pay you for? And she's like, hey, dad.
Chill
out. Don't yell at him. It's okay.
She's like, hey, it ain't nanny's fault.
That's it.
I tripped. So stop tripping.
Ooh,
pop.
Shit.
Bars. Bars.
yeah.
But they go to have that dinner with Song.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, you know, he all hype and shit. Everything cool. But then you find out the motives, PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy's like, hey, not at everything. Because they, you know, they do their official shit. The marriage is arranged.
Yes.
And he's like, so we need to talk about this land you got and how we gonna divvy this shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude is like, well, how was like, you know, I thought we were splitting it in half, you know, 50-50.
Yeah.
Get my half, you get your half, everybody happy. Huh. Dude is like, you know what? Nah, son. I'm gonna peep this. You can keep that shit. Because when I die, my son right over there, the one that's gonna be fucking your daughter, that's gonna be his shit.
Oh.
And that's gonna be all him.
Oh.
You can fuck off after that.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that.
And your man get that look, he like, oh, okay. He got that look and said, like, I'm gonna have to kill this. Nah, it's cool. Yeah, you have to die anyway. So yeah, fuck you. Yeah, everything good. It's gravy.
He does. Oh, then he gets the note, right?
Yeah, one of the dudes brings it, he's like, yo, I got a confidential note for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And he hands it to him, and your man just kind of gives a look. He got that look like, okay. Your wife? So he was like, first he's like, hey, son, you got to go to the bathroom? He like, nah. He like, hey, don't fuck with me. Go with your mom to the fucking bathroom, nigga. Don't you sass me. He's like, hey, your wife, y'all could go too.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't my guard that brought the note. You get the fuck out too. I need to talk to my man's Hal real quick.
Yeah.
He stepped up to Hal and he like, yo, so he slams a note on the table. Your boy Hal looks at it and somebody sent a note that said, yo, beware of Hal's ambush or his attack. Eventually, he's got somebody snitched.
Mm-hmm.
And he like, so what's up with this? You really thought you was going to run this game on me, son?
Mm.
You know what we about to do here? We're about to block.
Yeah.
You about to do shit but die, nigga. Because Hal blamed him in the motherfucking heart and that nigga dead.
Yeah.
Fuck all that.
Not yet, though. Not yet.
Well, no.
What happened? Close.
What happened?
The whole ambush happens, and there's fighting.
Lots of
with
shootouts.
Guns.
That's right. Gunfights.
Yeah.
And regular fights.
Yes, and regular fights. Kung fu with the guns.
That's right. Gun fu. Gun katas, like fucking equilibrium. Let's go back to episode one.
Gun katas.
That's what that movie had.
Katas.
Gun katas.
Yes. Yes.
But not Jim katas.
Shit.
We did that already.
Goddamn right.
Go back and listen.
Yeah.
PJ gave it an 8 out of 10.
I did.
Better than Star Wars.
Did you say, is it better than Star Wars?
Is it better than Star Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Better than Star Wars. You had Star Wars a 5. So PJ said Jim Cotta is better than Star Wars, folks.
Yeah. Is that controversial?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, guess what?
What?
I gave Jim Cotta, I think, a 6. It's better than Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Is that controversial?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I watched Jim Cotta for 3 hours. I watched Lord of the Rings once for 3 hours.
Shame on you, niggas.
Shame on you, niggas.
Yes. Fighting happens.
They fight.
And basically... How?
Oh, you also find out during the fights that it was his man Cal that set him up.
Yes.
Because the whole time everything going on, he just kind of sitting there, you know, legs crossing everything, cracking the neck, you know, stretching like, let's see how long it's going to take before I can take this shit over.
Get real cozy right now.
Because every time he hears a gunshot, he just kind of smile like, yeah, that nigga probably died. You hear another gunshot like, oh, no, that must be him dying. Another gunshot. Oh, they must have killed each other. Even better.
So unfortunate.
But like PJ said, a lot of shooting, a lot of fighting. And during the chaos, Hal's wife, ends up getting a little bit fucked up.
Uh-huh.
His daughter ends up getting ran over by a motherfucking horse carriage, which made PJ and I laugh a lot.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So the wife, I thought she died or she got, I don't know, she just got super fucked up. She gone for now. Forget about her.
She got like flung out the,
oh, she got thrown out the carriage.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But she ain't dead though. She'll be back. Don't worry, folks. Thank you. But Howell, he's like, I'm going to go get my daughter though. And they're in the carriage. But then Cal's little henchman dude, I never got his name, but he's a little bald-headed henchman dude. He ends up running the motherfucking cart with Howell and his daughter, not his wife, his daughter, almost off a cliff. Which man does a Superman dive to save his daughter, and they tuck and roll down a hill. Because shit got real.
Yeah. Tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Stop.
Drop.
Roll your ass down the fucking hill.
Whoa.
Whoa. PJ.
Yes.
What happens next?
Well, the daughter gets brought to someplace.
The Shaolin Temple.
Yes. The Shaolin Temple.
Yes.
By Hao.
Hao.
And Hao is basically like, hey.
Save my daughter.
Yeah.
Fix her.
You want me to beg? I will beg you.
I will beg you.
I will bend down to
your
knees.
Dick. You say my daughter. You don't.
Yes. He was serious. So serious.
He probably would have.
They started the acupuncture. And then the mom comes in.
Oh, they do the acupuncture and a bunch of blood starts like coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought, I was like, oh, did they kill her?
No, they
because earlier in the scene, well, I mean, I guess the monks wouldn't do shit like that. But he was in there, like I said, he was running up in their spot. Fucking up they monks. So I was like, did they just jab his kid? Like, fuck you.
You thought you could run up in here?
Hey, nigga, you ran all up in my spot like CJ from San Andreas.
Oh, shit.
And you fucked my shit up. And then you want me to save your daughter? Nigga, no prick. Fuck you. But that's not what they did because they're
that's
better
not the
than
monk way.
That's yes, right. They yes. are better than that.
They're better
trying
than
to
you.
Help. Yes. Very much. A lot of people are.
Yeah, they're trying to help her. And he's, this is when it comes back. He starts going off, hey, I'm going to put cases on all you bitches.
All y'all motherfuckers.
Please save my daughter, okay? You know what? I'm going to kill all of y'all. Save her or all of y'all die.
Which one
of y'all wants to fight me? Oh, she's dead.
Oh, before that, though, wifey actually came up in there. She found him.
Yeah.
Because she's like there with the kid because the kid, he thought she was dying, but then she starts talking to the mom. She's like, mama. Or he's telling, she's like, Daddy, don't yell at them.
Yeah.
They're just trying to help.
Yeah.
Don't fuck them up, Daddy. Don't do it. But then she dies.
So unfortunate.
And wifey is like, yo, this is your fault. This is your karma coming back on your punk ass because you going around fucking shit up, running up in temples, fucking with people. And now our daughter dead because you've been a fuck up this whole time.
Pay your retribution.
Repent, nigga.
Yeah. He said, Oh, all right. It's time to fuck shit up.
Yeah, he pissed. He starts trying to fight these monks, but these monks is like, no. That ain't happening today, boy. They start beating him with sticks. Flopping his ass around everywhere.
Yeah.
Until he can't do shit.
Yeah.
Your daughter's dead. Your wife hates you. And we embarrassed you in front of everybody.
Lay the fuck down. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Get used to it.
Yeah. Okay.
PJ.
Yes.
Your boy Hal fucked up. He's running away, I guess, somewhere. Because like I said, the wifey, he basically done lost everything. Dude took his army from him. Wifey don't want to fuck with him. His daughter dead as fuck. So he runs away.
Yes.
Falls down a hole.
Yes.
Gets found by Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Tell him about Jackie.
Jackie's kind of like the wise abbot, but he's not the wise as abbot. He's his, what would you say, his guide, his mentor.
He's like, no, I wouldn't say mentor. He's a guy.
He's a guy.
He's a homie.
There you go.
And he has none. His first new homie.
Yes.
There you go.
Seeing as how he is his homie, he sees his homie down there laying hurt, tortured, shattered. Battered.
Broken.
Yes, broken, beaten, down on his luck. Yes. He says, you know what? How about you just sit down there for a minute? Think about your actions. You're a wanted man right now. The last thing you need to do is go somewhere. So you just enjoy that hole. I'll be back tomorrow.
That's what he said.
Yes, yeah.
All that hole.
Yeah, enjoy.
All of them.
Yes.
Oh shit. Oh, he throws a wanted poster down at him to let us and him know that he's a wanted man.
Yeah, he dropped it on him. Dropped it on. Hey, take that while you're down
take
there.
Take that and wipe your ass with it. You stank, nigga.
Yes.
When he pulls him out, he hands him some noodles. He's like, yo, eat, man. You look like you hungry. I know you niggas hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So why, but while he's eating, he's like, hey, so yeah, you said your daughter dead. You wanna have a burial so that you can go visit her, or you wanna burn her ass so that you can have her with you at all times?
You know what? No rush. Don't decide right now. I mean, when you get back, just
yeah, just eat your noodles. And then if you wanna burn her ass, you just light the little thing outside. When I see fire, I know I need to get the flames ready.
Oh man, he's crying over there and looking at the table. He's so sad.
Yeah. Boy, I mean.
Yeah, right now. Remember
who you are.
Damn.
PJ.
Yes.
Guy was out there getting the rest of house guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's murdering them. But there's one that stepped up to him though. And he's telling him he ain't shit. So Cal gets the mop in his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the spot with Jackie, though, your boy Hal, and me and PJ talked about this during the movie.
Mm.
He's sitting there with his the baby ashes in his little urn, holding them close.
Show PJ. I guess he lit the fire, huh?
Yeah, he lit the flyer. The fire has been lit.
Mm-hmm.
He's over there. He's like, man, you know what? I need to change my life. I'm going to cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
I told PJ, in movies, this is usually symbolic of a change in the character.
Yes.
When they cut that motherfucking hair off.
He changed his ways.
And that's right. It's the first step in a big change. Just like in Natural Born Killers.
What's the... They say the four stages of... Five stages.
Grief?
Ah, maybe that's it. It's like acceptance something, denial something.
Denial, acceptance. I don't know. I know two.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Anger.
Anger, something. Denial, frustration, I don't know.
Something.
I don't know.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, some shit like that. I'm not a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
PJ?
Yes.
He wants to be a monk.
Mm.
He goes and he poses, or, you know, he's kneeling in front of the temple, and he's like, yo, I want to be a monk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no. Fuck you.
Do you know what you did here?
Yeah, you came and disrespected the Shaolin Temple. Now you want to be part of this shit? Yes. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
But the abbot is like, no. We got to let him, we got to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we good like that.
Mm-hmm.
We will be better than this nigga. Yeah. And we'll make him better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he starts training a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he's in the kitchen. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's not in the kitchen. Jackie's in the kitchen. You find out he's a chef. And he got a huge ass wok.
Yes.
That he's making like salad with, I'm pretty sure is what it was.
Oh, I thought it was cabbage. There was a little steam in there. I just thought,
maybe that's what it was, like some cabbages.
Yeah.
And he's making some dough. He's kneading that dough.
Yeah.
Get that dough. PJ?
Hmm?
There's a montage. There's a couple montages here, but your boy Hal, he's blending in. He's becoming like everyone else. And he gets noticed by one of the leader monks. And he's like, hey, you want to train with us?
Yes.
And so he starts training with them. And then you get a super montage, PJ.
Mm-hmm. He's on his journey. His path to enlightenment.
Yes.
He's finding out how to help people. You know, you don't just bring the food out there. You serve the food.
That's right. Yeah. Because there's a part where he takes out the tray or whatever it is, the little bucket, the bread rolls in it, rice roll, whatever they were. I forget, there was some type of rolls in there. And then he just stands there.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy Jackie is like, nigga, take the lid off. Hand him the motherfucking roll, bitch. What are you doing?
Serve these niggas. It's not that hard, is it?
No. It's not an option, nigga. You gonna do this shit.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I am your leader now.
I am the captain.
Yes.
But one night,
mm-hmm.
Your boy Hal's walking. There's a little homie out in the cold training. He's like, yo, why are you out here training in the cold? He's like, well, it's cold.
Yeah.
I train to keep my body warm. He's like, nigga, train with me.
Does that not make sense?
Shit.
Yeah.
And so he starts training with the little homie.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie Chan and the Abbott are watching from afar. And then I think Jackie's like, yo, he really changed.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy's like, yeah, we got that anger out of him.
Yeah.
He a new man now.
Yes.
He worked through that shit.
Mm. Work through your pain.
That's right.
Yes.
And your boy Cap.
Uh-huh.
Got everybody shook. Because he's got like all the little general dudes or somebody in the room and shit. And he mops up one of them. He fucks one of them dudes up.
Yeah, they're trying to... This is about
the railroad, ain't it?
Yes, the railroad.
Tell them about this.
So, you know, they're all being diplomatic in there. Having discussions, roundtable discussions. And somebody goes against Kyle and says, basically, hey, just because this man has made a deal with the white man doesn't mean all of us are in agreement with this. Look at him. He's given up his land already. Who else knows what the fuck they want from us? And they try to exit. But his henchmen come and just flying knee their ass back in. No, 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 no. You don't leave until I say so. And what I say is, you're going to let us build a railroad through your city.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're going to let us put these tracks down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bars.
Yeah.
PJ.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I at? Oh. Your boy Hal's walking around at night and he sees some dudes out somewhere in the forest burying bodies. And he's asking about this. She's like, yo, well, what the fuck is this? PJ, tell him about it. You had to tell me what was going on.
Basically, Cal is pulling up relics from his ancestors that they were, that they had died with.
Right.
So he's using those.
He's tomb raiding.
Wow. He's tomb raiding.
Not even Lara Croft. That's, but I raid them tombs.
Ah, oh shit.
Bars.
Yeah. So he got the relics and he's trading those for bullets and guns. Like what?
Like Voorhees.
Ah, oh shit. Yes. Come on. Come on, get your views up, man.
More bars.
More bars.
I'm so sorry, folks.
Come on, you know. But he's trading those guns, bullets, railroads, and then the people that he's getting in order to like go out and do the either trading or buying one of those, laying of the railroads or pull up the relics. One of them, whoever, one of those groups. He's basically mass executioning.
Yeah.
Then
he's gunning people the fuck down.
There you go. Yes, yes. And so Hal was like, "Hey, I think your night is ended now. You should go ahead, go home.
I got this."
Yeah.
Because earlier, before this scene, I forgot to say there was a woman. I was like, "Yo, you seen my son?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen him in days. Mm-hmm. I need my son.
Mm-hmm.
Son."
He's a provider for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he basically piles all these dudes up on a wagon and brings them back into town. And then, of course, the one that's sticking out is the son.
Makes sense.
And so a bunch of other people come, and I'm guessing like a bunch of the missing people are all on that wagon right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, we got to stop this shit.
He brought sadness to the village.
But he brought the family back, though.
Ah.
So now they can get the proper burial.
Yes. Condolences.
Okay. Because of all his good actions and his progression, he gets officially sworn into the temple. He's an official monk, and they give him a new name. I don't remember what it was.
Xiaoju. Jinzhao.
It meant something. Because it said in the subtitles, it said what it meant.
Something enlightenment.
Is it like fully enlightened?
Yeah.
Or like...
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's in there now. He's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But then Rise is happening. Your boy Cal, they invade the temple. They bust up in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot what this is. He steps, him and Hal, they had a little face off, but and Hal smacks fire out his ass, like, yo, that's for my daughter. but then after he smacks him, he puts his hands up, he's like, Buddha name be praised. He's like, I'm gonna get this smack in first. But then after that, it's back to enlightenment.
Yeah.
I had to get that. That was the last little bit of the old me I got the fuck out real quick.
I was dreaming of this moment. Now this moment has come.
I've been dreaming of this moment all my life. How long?
And I've been thinking about this all my life.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, come on, Phil. Yeah.
Oh, shit. They had their face off. And he tells his peoples, he's like, hey, man, look, I'm going to go with them so that they don't fuck up the temple or nobody else. I'm going to give myself up to them. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't scared of these motherfuckers.
We ain't never scared.
That your boy Cal's like, oh, you ain't scared, huh? Hey, tie the Abbott up too. Fuck that. He coming with us.
Yeah, just in case he wants to do anything stupid.
Yeah, in case you want to get brave out here in these streets.
Yeah.
So, he kidnaps both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he also finds out, because Hal's sitting, he's talking to him, and he's like, oh, I got something. Remember your wife? Where's your wife?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't know? Well, guess what? I do. She's in this box that we about to bring into the room.
Yeah.
And he brings wifey out of it. And they're hugging and shit. And he's like, oh, ain't this so cute? He's like, you know what? It's going to give me great pleasure to have you watch her die.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a big ass cauldron looking fucking thing in the middle of the room full of water that might be hot because I swear there was steam coming out of it.
I saw that too.
And he starts drowning her ass in front of him. He's like, no. Nah. He's being held down by other guards. He's like, no. Nah. And your boy's just laughing like, ha, 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 ha. She's dying.
You can't stop me. Yeah, yeah.
Can't stop the bum rush.
Mm-hmm. Is this where, is it?
I lost my pen.
Are we?
There it is. Sorry. What happened?
Are we almost there?
Yes.
Are we? Okay.
We breezing this movie. Okay. A lot of fighting, PJ.
Yeah. Fight scene. This is another.
They fight.
Yeah. Okay. This is another fight scene.
Yeah. But I think him and his wife, it's cutting back and forth.
Yes.
Him and his wife eventually get out of there because the monks, they're there, they're freeing the hostages that are about to get gunned down.
Mm-hmm.
And Lark comes, somebody comes and tells Kyle, hey, yo, monks is here and they freed the fucking the refugees. Mm. And he's like, fuck it, just kill them both. I got shit to go handle.
Yeah.
But right as, because he pulls wifey out of the cauldron and she like, you know, drowning, coughing up water and they're like embracing each other.
Yeah.
Oh. Dudes are getting ready to light their asses the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But the monks come and save them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they also find out that the monks stole that treasure. Because the Cal made a deal with the white dude in particular. He's like, hey man, look, y'all fuck with your boy. We gonna have his gold.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna have his land.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna have everything. And now he done got the gold stolen.
Mm.
So remember this because this will come back.
Huh.
My next note is fights.
Yeah.
Some niggas is fighting.
That's how that works. Okay.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, okay. I was looking at my notes and I was thinking of something different. Okay. The henchman dude is fighting. I don't know his character's name. I just say he's fighting Wu Jing.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy Cal, PJ, I remember was laughing at it because he's sitting there fighting and your boy Cal just comes over and he's got just looking for like, really? Like y'all really stalling? Because Wu Jing is blocking the door so they can't get out and like fuck up the other monks and the refugees that are running away. He's basically holding the fort down so they can get away.
Yeah.
Because the monks that he told to leave are like behind the door and they're like, yo, come on, son, let us in, let's help you. He's like, bro, get the fuck out.
Right.
I got this.
You don't dare disobey my orders right now.
How dare you insult me?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And he's losing, but you know, I guess it's kind of
at first it's evenly matched because him and the dude are sitting there squabbling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why your boy Kyle's like, man, for real, dude? Like, we really getting held up by one dude? For real? Give me the fucking gun.
No, he took the...
Not yet. No, first. Before that. They shoot. Because they actually shoot Wu Jing. And the bodyguard dude just kind of looks like, damn, nigga, for real, I was right there.
Yeah.
You almost hit me.
Hey, man, it's taking too long. Oh.
But Wu Jing, he's like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
I ain't going down yet, son. I ain't doing that. And then I think they start fighting again.
Uh-huh.
And your boy Kyle's like, fuck, man, come on, son. Really, man? I gotta get my hand dirty now. I pay you, nigga, son. I gotta do this shit. But I guess I gotta do it then. He takes I don't know what they're called, like the...
Daggers.
The daggers off the end of the rifles, whatever those are called. Mm-hmm. Bayonets? Is that what they're called?
Is that the real terminology right there?
I think.
Wow.
He takes the blade part off.
Uh-huh.
And he goes up and he just slices the absolute fuck out of Wu Jing.
Yeah.
And then stabs him multiple times. And the last one, I think, stabbed him so hard that it actually goes through him and through the door behind him.
Yes.
And you see blood trickle off. Yes.
Yes.
He died.
That's it. All right. Now that that's handled.
But the way he died, though, he had his arms in between the door handles. And when he died, he kind of slumped over. So he still kind of locked him from getting outside. So even in his death, he saved the homies.
Ah. He was the protector.
Yes.
Ah, damn.
But not Jackie Chan. That's a movie.
Ah, yes.
Oh, you got that one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. See?
That's a lesser known Jackie Chan movie, too. I'm proud of you. Yes.
Oh. That was in like the red box, though.
Was it?
That's why I remember.
Damn, I wouldn't expect that to be in there. That was like an 80s movie. Unless you're thinking of something else.
No.
Are you talking about The Foreigner? Yeah, The Protector is a different one. There's also a Protector. I think it's called The Protector. It has a Chow Yun-Fat and Mark Wahlberg. Is that The Protector? Oh, that's the Corruptor. I'm sorry, not the Protector.
Yeah.
Oh no, the Protector was what the fucking the elephant movie we did. That was the American title. Yes. It changes. Yeah. So we did a Protector, okay. Right, but there's a Jackie Chan one too. It's
I was thinking about The Foreigner. No, that's definitely what I was.
Still haven't seen it.
It's good.
Yeah, I heard it was cool. Got him and James Bond fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Old Pierce.
I'm digging the vibes, Trey. I'm digging the vibes.
Even though we can't hear them.
Yeah, you bopping real hard right now.
Like, yeah, I can't hear that beat, but that shit knocking.
Look at it. You see him? He said, oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
PJ.
Yes.
My next note. Back at the Shaolin Temple.
Mm-hmm.
The guards are like surrounding it or something. Oh, because they got the abbot tied up. Jackie Chan and some of the kids try to bring the soldiers some food.
Mm.
And they keep bucking at the kids' feet. They like, yo, step the fuck back.
Yeah.
Don't make me fuck you up, little dude.
Nah.
And they like, nah. No. We ain't big pussy on these streets. We gonna keep walking.
Yeah. Right up to you.
And they go up to one of the soldiers and they're like, yo, babe, I mean, they said it more eloquently than what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
But to my Brent's ears, how it interpreted in my ears, like, yo, could be a little bitch. Why you tripping? You got my mans hanging up over there and shit.
Have some compassion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a good deed make your soul feel better, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So take this goddamn roll.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy reaches for the roll, and they kind of lower their guns. But then you just see somebody bucks his ass from off camera.
That would be Brent. Like, what the fuck? Is this?
Especially dude's reaction. He's like, man, really? You really shoot the fucking kids? It's not that hard.
Come on,
shoot the fucking kids. That's what dude.
We have guns. Okay?
That's basically what he said. He's like, really, really? This is what we doing here, though.
Yeah.
But then they fucked up.
Fight
because the Jackie Chan and them kids start whooping their ass.
Mm-hmm. I remember one dude was getting. I don't know. I just remember the pan. Him coming through with the pan.
Because Jackie Chan is like, yo, I'm not a fighter. I just cook shit. You know, he still got the moves.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's like, yo. Cook him like that cabbage or something like that. So he puts him inside a wok and is flinging him all around in a wok and shit. Then they tell him, like, yo, knead him like that dough.
Yeah.
And he got your boy all folded up. Like, at one point, he just folds him into like a ball and just flings him at people and shit. Get
the fuck out of here.
And while this is all going on, once they beat their asses, the monks actually come back with the refugees.
Mm.
And after they run the troops off or whoop their ass, whatever they did, they like, yo, we gotta get the fuck out of here. It's temple, man. They just, we gotta go.
The temple will be defiled. But we cannot be defiled.
Yeah, we got to
get temple goes wherever we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Shaolin Temple is within all of us.
Yes.
We just got to make a new one somewhere because these motherfuckers out here is tripping.
Yeah. Got to go.
So while they're getting ready to go, pack everything up, go where they're going to go, the motherfucking soldier dudes is putting bombs up on their front door and they blow them shits down.
Yes.
And the monks have to defend their temple. So they start getting the mopping on. But they got guns. So a lot of them are getting shot. But a lot of them are whooping that ass as well.
Guns happen.
Yes.
Kung fu happens.
That's right. Kung fu.
Mm-hmm.
But Cal and Hal,
mm-hmm.
they have a little face off with each other. Because Hal's like, yo, I got some shit to deal with. I got to handle some shit. Y'all can go.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, you lead the kids, the monks, to everybody else. Y'all leave them the fuck out of here. I'm going to stay because I got to go fuck this nigga up.
Yeah.
The monks is going to stay to help make sure y'all can get out.
Yeah.
So y'all need to go.
Mm-hmm. Please.
So like I said, then all the other monks that are there, they're defending the temple,
mm-hmm.
fucking dudes up, mm-hmm. getting fucked up in some cases. Mm-hmm. Cal and Hal, they fight. They got this one. Hal has a stick. Cal has a sword. And they going at it. But.
Are they up top?
The white guy is up top. The white army dude. Because he's like standing there with a bunch of like, what do you call them shits?
Cannons.
Cannons. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
And he's like, man, look. This motherfucker promised me gold. He let that shit get jacked. So, you know what? Just kill all these motherfuckers. Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Bomb this shit.
There's no loyalty here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, I'm white.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to fuck with y'all. Bomb this shit.
That's it.
Well, this is what we good at. So they start cannonballing the fuck out of the temple, killing their own, or the, you know, the bad guys and the monks. Everybody just getting fucked up everywhere.
Can we pause real quick?
Which was up?
His hair isn't fucking with you? Like, that looks...
Corey's?
Yeah.
He colored it, it looked like.
That's what that is.
I think
it's not. You're not a boring ginger.
I don't think he is. Voorhees, let PJ know, please.
It's really fucking with me right now. That's like...
You want to try something different?
I mean, it's cool, but it's just, I didn't, that's, I don't know how to explain it. It would be like me just popping up with hair.
I don't change.
Like, I swore his hair was black or something. But who am I? I don't know. I don't know what I saw. I can't trust myself.
That nigga like, I thought you had hair, nigga. That's
Look, I got some, all right? Fuck.
It's on my face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Got a lot of questions for a nigga with no hair.
Yeah, you asking a lot of questions.
You right. Okay. My bad. You know.
You go out and ask Bosley some questions, nigga. I'm so sorry. PJ. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
Bosley Systems. Yes, yes.
The henchman dude is fighting one of the monks, one of the main character monks. I didn't get his name. Yeah, just the henchman ends up, like, they're having a sword fight, but the henchman ends up actually cutting the fuck out of his sword to where it's just, like, the handle and a little piece of the, you know, the whatever, hilt part, whatever you call it, I don't know. And he's fucking the monk up. He impales him, actually. But then the monk is like, man, look, since I'm about to die, you come in with me.
Yeah.
So he pulls himself forward, so he goes, like, the blade goes all the way through, and he stabs his little piece of sword that he has through his fucking chest.
Yeah, take that.
And he hits him with, you know, the prayer line, and then they both fall off. Oh, I'm sorry, no. The dude, the henchman, rolls down the steps and dies, and then he, like, does one last little final prayer in front of the statue.
May Buddha be praised.
There you go.
Yes.
But you're finally getting most of the monks. They're finally getting everybody together. We almost out this bitch, but then there's a woman that comes up and says, yo, my daughter. And the monk looks back, and there's a daughter that's, like, kind of just, like, huddled up by the stairs, and he's like, God damn.
Yes, yes.
Like, all right, I'll go get this motherfucker. Yeah,
gotta do my duty. Yes.
He runs down there to save the girl. He gets her up there, but then he gets licked up in the back.
They have guns.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're shooting people in the back.
Yes.
So he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So now the abbot is like, man, look, all right, y'all got to go. Y'all got to get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna just go. Just go.
Yes.
And the abbot stays behind. Mm-hmm. He's trying to fight him off, but then they spray the abbot up.
They have guns.
And they use them.
Yes. Yes.
So while all that's going on, bombs, it's like the abbot's dead and shit now. So they're still firing cannonballs everywhere. Hal and Cal are still fighting. But when a cannonball hits, it actually makes it so Cal's like sliding off, and they're fighting up on like the upper floor.
Yes.
And he gets knocked almost down to the ground, but your boy Hal saves him.
He
saves him. Your boy picks up a blade or like a piece of wood or something. He was going to still fuck him. But then another cannonball comes.
Yes.
But this time it knocks some ceiling shits onto Hal.
A beam.
Oh, actually it was going to hit Cal, but then Hal sacrifices himself to save Cal.
Yes.
And your boy runs over to him. He's like, why did you do that? The fuck is you doing?
I wouldn't have done the same for you. I'm telling you now.
He's like, yeah, I know, because I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And I want you to be better.
Yes. All that hate in your heart, let it go.
All that hate comes from your heart.
Yeah.
You need to let that shit go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm about to let this life go.
Ah, damn.
You can get the fuck out of here, though.
Yes.
And in ultimate symbolism, PJ, cannons hit again. And they knock Hal's body into the praying Buddha hands of the statue.
Yes.
And it starts to rain to cleanse the blood from the temple and from Hal's face.
Yes.
As Cal looks on, realizing the mistakes in his life.
Ah.
And I will do better.
That's all it takes.
For my brother.
Yes. That he...
Oh, and that, and while all this is going on, the white dude that was shooting the cannons, he gets super murdered.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You thought you were just going to, you know, shoot cannons at the temple and we not see where they're coming
from? Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, they're over there. The white guy, that's him. Like, he was easy to find.
Yeah, it looks like nobody out here. Yeah.
So he gets fucked up. And then Jackie and all the people he led away, including Hal's wife, that now has lost her child and her husband. They all look on at the temple as it's on fire. And one of the kids, I think, is like, yo, our temple, man, what the fuck we gonna do? He like, bro, the temple in your heart, son. We can rebuild. That temple over there will always be a part of you, bruh. So don't worry about all that.
What happened to Cal?
I guess he went about his business as a changed man. You don't know.
Oh.
But the last thing that happens before the movie ends, though, you found out that before all this shit happened, Hal met up with his wifey. gave her the ashes and was like, yo, hold her close to you. Mm-hmm. He's like, she like, you coming? He like, nah, I got some business to go take care of. Yeah. But you take the little girl and you get the fuck out of here.
She's like, oh, you know you're not getting no pussy right, but you're a changed man. Like, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And the movie ends, PJ.
Yeah.
And over the credits, you see what I suspect is them having rebuilt a new temple because all the monks are training at a temple. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look bombed the fuck up, so it must be a new temple they built. Uh-huh. So everything ends happily. Mm-hmm. For everybody but how? And the monks to die.
That's realism. Unlike
last
deep
week.
Cover. Yeah.
Deep cover?
I mean, god damn it. Into
waist deep.
God damn it. Waist deep. Yes.
That was Shaolin, folks.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. We'll come back.
Yes.
And get you scores and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But first, we got to play promo for the homies. Mm-hmm. Got to play some ads for Edge Radio. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back.
All right.
You ever watch Kung Fu?
I love Kung Fu.
If you love Kung Fu, join me on the Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast, a weekly show where we discuss, debate, and dissect Kung Fu and martial arts movies past, present, and future. Available now on iTunes and Google Play Music. You can find me on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Kung Fu Drive-In, the Facebook page Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast, or our blog, kungfudrivein.com. Just remember, your kung fu may be good, but mine is better.
I know kung fu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, PJ.
Yes.
What'd you think about Shaolin, bro? This was your pick, so.
I enjoyed it.
Did you? How much? What'd you like about it?
I liked the guns and the kung fu.
Said just like an American. First thing, I like the guns. I like the guns.
Dude, was shit blowing up? Were there bullets? Yes.
I like the squibbage.
Ah, yes. I like the redemption, you know, arc.
Oh, okay.
Redemption story.
Yeah, that's it, was the rest of the storyline, yeah.
I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
It's part of the plot.
Yeah, the plot.
Ah, got you. Well, I was a fan of all of it.
Okay.
I'm going to go 8.
An 8?
Yeah. Uh-oh. What about you, sir?
AP Chisel.
Yeah.
I like the fighting.
Uh-huh.
The plot didn't pull me in as much, though.
Okay. It was too much.
I like the
fight.
It was
too soft.
And it, okay. No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
No, I didn't care for the redemption arc because I didn't care for the character. He never pulled me in, man. And it's Andy Lau, so I usually fuck with him.
Oh.
But this time I just couldn't. It just didn't pull me in.
Okay.
The fights were cool, though.
Yeah, but
the fights
it didn't.
Was cool.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. I found there were points where I was looking at my phone a little bit. I can't find.
Mm-hmm.
There are other points where I checked the timer slyly when PJ wasn't looking.
No.
You didn't even notice. I checked it twice.
No.
Yes, I did.
See, on the TV?
That's how good I am, folks. You didn't even notice.
For real?
I did. I'm swear. I checked it twice.
Oh.
One was at like 1:34.
Ah.
One was at like 1:50, I think. So, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The plot just, it was meh, yeah. It was all right.
Man, too long.
And
it was shorter.
That's the thing, if the plot didn't engage me, that's the thing with movies, man. I don't give a fuck how long it is if it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. I got movies that are like 3 hours long and I watch the fuck out.
Entertain me.
Exactly.
Don't just have me out here looking at a TV.
Yeah.
Ah.
When fights happen, you had my attention. When plot happened, I was on my phone a little bit. I can't front.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a 6. Yeah, it's a 6.
Okay.
I mean,
that's not bad.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Ah.
It's cool, though. I can say I seen it, and I own it in my digital collection.
I thought I had you with this one. I thought this was definitely like a 7 or above.
No.
Ah.
You got another try, though. This is your first of 2 picks.
It is.
You got another pick. The Sway Me.
Okay. Okay.
And the Spirit, she fell asleep like a third of the way through the movie.
Yeah.
So she didn't have no score for us.
Yes.
So there you go.
Wow.
Shaolin, PJ.
Okay.
I liked it. I can't say I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't enthrall me.
Will you watch it again, or is it just a...
If you was like, hey, let's watch Shaolin, I'll watch it, but on my own, I probably not.
Wow.
Probably not, PJ.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, bro.
Okay.
Let me go grab these cards.
Yes. Are y'all surprised at that? Is that... It surprised me. I thought this was right up his alley, but it was the plot happened. Or didn't. You decide.
Oh, I just felt like it felt draggy at spots, man.
That's what I'm saying. It was too soft.
Like it wasn't even the softness. Ah. This ain't Downy, nigga.
Yeah, right.
Can we just did that card? We got segments on the show, PJ.
Yes, we do.
We got the Black History flashcards from the Urban Intellectuals. Trying to see if one that I know we haven't done. Yeah, we ain't done him in a while. It's been a while. PJ, who we got this week?
James Baldwin.
Yeah.
August 2nd, 1924 to December 1st, 1987.
Mm-hmm.
Novelist, essayist, playwright, poet, and African-American social critic. Explored palpable yet unspoken intricacies of racial, sexual, and class distinctions in Western societies, most notably in the mid-20th century America. Fictionalized fundamental personal questions and dilemmas amid complex social and psychological pressures, thwarting the equitable integration not only of Black people, but also gay and bisexual men, while depicting some internalized obstacles to such individuals' quests for acceptance. Became a spokesman for the civil rights movement in 1963. Published a long essay, The Fire Next Time, in which predicted the outburst of Black anger to come. Mm. Boy, oh boy, James Baldwin. If I could give you 2 snaps right now, I did. See how that works.
It's the Black History for that ass. For
yes.
Intellectuals. Got the mixtape card, though, PJ. What's all the right. scenario for today? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo.
So what's the
scenario?
50-year storm. Just waiting for your set. Paddling out song.
Say that again. Let me see that card.
50-year storm.
50-year storm.
Just waiting for your set. Paddling out song.
Paddling out during a 50-year storm?
Yes.
I don't get that.
Is that...
Let's go. I don't like that card. Fuck that
okay.
card. Let's do it.
Fuck that. No, that card is not good.
I don't like that one. I don't like that one. That's it.
Documentary about you and your travels across Europe.
Oh.
What artist plays during scenic travel montages?
I've been around the world, and it's a million girls.
Mm.
I've been around the AMG. Been around the world and I just found my baby.
I don't know why. My baby. Who is that?
Is that Lisa Stanfield, maybe? Let's check the knowledge.
Uh-oh.
Let's check the motherfucking knowledge. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Being around the world. That's my shit, too.
Right? As you travel across Europe.
Who is it?
Lisa Stansfield.
I got you. Oh, you know what it would be. Well, I don't know about solo, but I can tell you what it'd be. The song that would play in our montage of traveling, if it was us two together.
Mm-hmm.
We on a war tour with Muhammad, my man, going each and every place with the mic in the hand. You know that's what we'd be playing.
That would. Back in 89, I simply sit in place.
Buddy, 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 all up in your face.
A lot of kids have busted rhymes, but they had no taste. Some set quest was whack, but now
is that the case? I'm on a quest to have a mic in my hand.
Without that,
it's like kryptonite and Superman.
So Shahid come in with the sugar cups. Fife dogs and name it on
stage.
Call me
Dynamite.
When is the last time you heard the Fife sloppy? Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy.
Top notch, baby.
Not a bull.
That's to believe I could quest.
We could drop it on an ankle. So do that. I like that song.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That was, that'd be ours. But yeah, what's your solo one? I just threw like three of them out there. So what you got?
Nas.
What song?
The World Is Yours.
Ah, it's yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't really make sense, like song wise, but another one that would just be like a good, like bop, like
backpacking like, through, yeah,
just
yeah,
chilling song. The Creator. P-Rock.
P-Rock? Ah, okay. Can see that. It's talking, I can see that.
You might break your head. Stop. I'm going to make a hit. I usually bust scratches for my brother CL Smooth, but I decided to get wrecked on this groove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my shit. That's a good one. That's a good, like, fun, like, just chop.
Yeah. I like that right there.
Or engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If my train calls off the track, pick it up. Back on the scene.
What?
Crispy and clean.
What makes the vibe, but you drive, so don't intervene. We for the outlaws, down for that. Don't play rock, don't play the pebble.
Vinny open the door, there. You best believe we're sliding through it swiftly,
niftily. We can make it hip to be what we are, cause what we be.
Don't it appear to me, do die, dippity.
Grab your container. Yeah, that would be, I would get hyped with that too.
Or like if we like, if like action scene happened like in the middle of our like travel montage.
Take him up, bring him up, dead, shot him up, shove the ball, head, one gun, two gun, three gun, four, yo, mine, it's all about club, our next, it's time to get live like a wire.
Nah, come on, that's my shit.
Oh, I hate your fucking guts and I hope that you die. Sticky fingers, my name and my life is a lie. See, I'm having a bad day, so stay out of my way. And we're the pistol packing people, so you better obey. Ooh, yes, come on, Onyx.
Anytime I could pull the perfect crime in, what's mine, yours is mine's, and mine's are, what's mine's is mine's, and yours is mine. Don't fucking blink or I'ma rob your ass blind. Onyx is wrecking shit. So, what's up?
None. I was thinking, what's the Shaq song? The Shaq Fu.
Which one?
It was
You Can't Stop the Rain. That one or which one?
Is that where they were in a circle? I don't know.
Oh, that's yeah, what's up, Doc? Can we rock?
That's
what's up, Doc? That. I also a buddy cat. I did.
yeah,
rather the hype fast. Just, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the hooper, hyper, running live, lifer. When it's on the track, you know I better decipher. Or whatever, I can't.
Oh, Shaq, God.
What's up, Doc?
Rah.
What's up, Doc?
Huh?
Oh.
Rah.
Rah. That's some Grandmaster Flash shit.
Rah.
Beach.
Rah. Yeah. I gotta bring that back.
Hut one. Hut two. Hut. Houdini. Those freaks come out at night.
Oh, the freaks come out at night. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. You said you got another one or you just gonna keep your...
No, that was it. That was...
Oh.
I was unprepared.
Oh,
I usually have a week to think about this. Yeah.
We can just do regular word association. You can just throw some shit out there and I'll throw some shit at you if you want.
Baby bottle.
Pop.
Oh, shit.
If you're not familiar with what the fuck is going on, PJ likes to throw like pop culture word association at me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. If I said twisted.
Metal?
No. Yeah, huh?
Metal?
Oh.
Oh.
Flick it?
Bop it?
Ah, there we go.
Pull it?
Yeah.
Twist it?
Yeah.
Jerk it? No, let me stop.
My dick.
Bop it was teaching niggas to jerk off.
God damn. If I said
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
There you go.
Sock 'em?
Boppers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Believe me, hey, if it involved punching, you know.
Ah, right.
Violence, PJ. Violence.
Are those things, you remember those? They had the sand on the bottom, but it was like the tube, and you would like hit them, and they like come back up.
Oh, like, yeah.
Know them?
Yep, I know exactly. What
you're are those aren't a thing anymore?
It might be. We just don't have. I ain't seen them in a while, but I'm sure they still exist. Either.
They got to. Yeah. Okay. What was the other one? Rock'em
Sock'em Robots.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Look who knows.
Yeah, I know. A little something.
If I said, "Oh, Dunkin'
Donuts,"
or Duncan, they had butterfly yo-yos.
Oh, I don't know about no damn yo-yos.
Oh, that was a thing. That was a whole Dunkin' yo-yos, the butterfly yo-yos.
Everybody thought yo-yos were the stupidest shit growing up. So.
What?
I didn't fuck with yo-yos.
With the rock, the cradles, and the elevator?
PJ, it's probably because I couldn't do it. I would do that shit once and it would just go down and wouldn't come back up. It's like, fuck this shit.
Fuck it. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Backstreet
Boys.
Hey, see?
I got that one.
Oops, I.
Ooh, did it again.
I was throwing pop at you now.
That's it. Bum-bum.
What?
Bum-bum.
Bum-bum? Bitty bum-bum-bum? Oh.
Bum-bum-bum.
Oh, he's talking the damn beef commercial.
No. B2K.
Oh, maybe. Fuck, man. Come on.
Bum, son. Bum, bum.
Right? I know what you're talking about. That's now, it. But I would never thought of that.
Thought
shit.
Of that one? Nah. That's all I got.
That's it?
Go Dog.
Old Dog?
Go Dog.
Go-Gurt? I don't know.
Go Dog.
Go?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
That was a guess.
Really?
That was a super guess.
You know what that is?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Stay tuned for next week.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. Because they know. Y'all got to know. They know. But next week, we'll see.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Sicko. For real?
No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Rap City.
The Basement.
Ah, okay.
I got next week. We're good.
All right. Well, you think about next week, PJ.
All right.
I'm going to give him some info.
What is that?
If for some reason you listen to this and want to hear more of this shit, we're on all the social media. Now. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's not what I meant to say. We're on all the podcast outlets.
Yes.
So, but if there's a podcast thing that you like using that we're not on, let me know and I'll get us the fuck on there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we got them all covered, but there's new shit every day. You know? Mm-hmm. But we're on all the social media outlets. You can find us mainly. Well, you can find me mainly on Twitter. At capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase podcast, HVH podcast.
Huh.
PJ's there too, but he barely gets on Twitter. You can find him at Paulie PJ. Spirit's there at Spirit 95. The Spirit 95, I'm sorry.
Did we do the HUSTLE?
I don't think we did any of the opening shit, did we?
Huh.
We've been fucking that up last couple of times, haven't we?
Huh. Imagine that.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Brent.
I'm PJ.
And this is the Home Video Hustle. We do it, PJ?
HUSTLE hustle.
Motherfucking hustle.
Goddamn right.
Now we can
start. Okay, again. All right. Wow.
It's just all the bumblefuckery, man. Just.
I said, goddamn. I
said, goddamn.
You know what, PJ?
You will do your best.
We do.
It is all that can be expected. I will pray for you all.
May Buddha be praised.
There's a lot of praying going on this week. we're on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Home Video Hustle Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
PJ is on there a lot. Yeah. At what?
614P_music.
And the Spirit is there, the Spirit 95.
Mm-hmm.
We got a YouTube page. We got videos posted every Wednesday. If you want to know what the fuck we're going to be talking about on Friday, you can watch the video on Wednesday because we pick movies random as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like, it's super random now. Because not only the original thing was I just put a bunch of movies into a bag. Now we first have a bunch of cards that have stickers on them. Not stickers, but it has pictures on them. And whatever that picture says, that's what I fill the bag with.
Yes.
So it's double random now.
Yes.
And it's been working out. Actually, have we done it yet? Oh, we did it We did do a waist deep, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got a taste, but you're not going to get it for real, for real. It starts really next month.
Yeah.
Because this month is PJ and spirit picking shit.
Yes.
Where else we at? YouTube. Oh, we got merchandise at TeePublic. If you want our faces on your body somewhere, you know, all you got to do is ask. Yeah. And give us money. And you get, all over your body, girl.
Yes. Yes, you can.
What else we got, PJ? Oh, you got music. Where that music at?
On SoundCloud at 614P underscore music.
Bars?
Yeah.
Full of bars.
Come on.
Candy bars.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm cool. What else we got, PJ? Is there anything else? There's a Facebook page. You know what you can really do?
Oh, what is
that? Just type in Home Video Hustle in Google or Yahoo or Bing or Ask.
Come on.
Whatever.
Ask. Yeah. AskJeeves.com. God damn.
I said, God damn.
God damn. Are y'all still using that?
No.
You're old if you are.
Yeah.
That's
like a relic.
Yeah.
Remember Netscape?
Oh, with the navigator. Yeah.
The web browser that schools use.
Wow.
Yeah. Bring memory lane.
Yeah. That's one that you forget about if somebody says.
You know what I always associate with Netscape?
What?
The Scholastic Book Fair. Because I would always be in a library on the computer.
Tell me.
Oh, what's up?
Am I the only one who got the fucking... Sansan got sent home with a Scholastic thing. The pamphlet that you order in and the...
Mm-hmm.
They used to have fucking toys in there, right?
Sometimes.
I know I got a Rubik's Cube and some more shit out of there.
Yeah, definitely.
They literally only have books in that shit now.
You niggas need to read.
I mean...
Read it.
What's my incentive? Like
to read?
You want me to order books?
Knowledge.
Fuck that. I'm a kid.
You want knowledge.
Yes.
Y'all niggas got PlayStations at home. Y'all don't even have toys. What's up?
Sorry. Today. Do you think it was warm enough to be outside?
Yeah, depending on how brave you are. Man, maybe.
All right, maybe it's just me then.
Are you sending him outside in the cold, PJ?
Well, nobody was outside. We went outside.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's cool out there, bro. Like,
we can bundle up. I mean, we know how to layer.
I want to be bundled up in the cold, though. I could bundle up in the house.
I guess. Okay.
You're lucky your spirit ain't dying. She'd be yelling at you, bro.
I'm so, what? Come on.
Your mom, too. Now you got to be careful.
Yeah, right.
You're double yelling.
That's all bad. That's a bad combination right there. Who started the thing about the brakes?
Your mom.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because she was telling us, because we were talking about the house, and she was saying how she had to move your car so they can take them pictures, and she was like, I tried to hit the brakes, and that motherfucker wouldn't stop.
Oh.
I was like, oh, shit.
Oh. Only because it was downhill.
Yeah.
Steep ass, yeah.
Bad place to not have brakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can get up it. So then, in order to get
That's
down.
That's what he said.
Just a little.
Just a little shum shum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who it was, though. It was she did it.
Okay. I just walk into her.
Yeah. I looked over at you like, boy, you just don't know.
I'm glad I stepped out for that.
Tried to do it, but they couldn't be stopped.
Literally. I went out to hit the black. Yeah. Came back 10 minutes later. No.
What does hitting the black mean, PJ?
Smoke.
I'm just might be somebody that don't know what you're talking about out there.
Y'all know.
They probably do. I think people that do that are the ones that listen to this podcast.
Those activities.
You know, somebody might be like, yo, what is that? Is that some like fuck terminology? Like, was he out here hitting stuff from the back?
I hit that black pussy.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Sweet black pussy.
Ah.
DJ Quick.
Ah.
PJ.
Yes.
Did we get info? Damn, it's only an hour and a half, PJ.
Fights happen.
They fight.
Yeah.
That's the only thing about when we do the action movies for us. Like, imagine we do the raid one day. Like, that's gonna be like an hour long
episode. Floor through floor. I mean, what more do you
know? The raid is one of the best movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my top five. I don't care.
Oh. Out of all time.
All time. The raid is up there.
Okay.
One day.
Okay.
One day.
Mm.
PJ?
Yes.
I think we good. Because we started mad late, too, so I think we equaled it out. It's 4:30, so it's 4:30 in the morning right now.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I could have.
H-U-S-T-L-E? Hustle. Goddamn right.
All
right.
Hustle.
Hustle.
Real quick. Hustle.
Ah.
Bars.
Yes. Daylon.
Trey Voorhees still on in the background.
We can, yeah, man.
We listen to him do us, right? Because you stay in until the buses come or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so we can watch him for a minute.
Like another, hour maybe.
Yeah. We got yelled at, though, so we can't leave it. We can't leave again. We got yelled at.
What?
She got mad on the Waffle House, remember? Yes. Spirit yelled at us because it was like, 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah, spur of the moment shit. You know.
Yeah, he's like, you want some Waffle House? I was like, yeah, fuck it. You know, that's our routine.
Come on.
Has been since high school.
Yeah.
But she yelled at us for it. So now we can't do it.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, Nick, I'll do it. They keep going to stop me. Shut up.
Yeah.
Because you know you would stop too.
You would.
You don't want to hear that shit. Mm.
Unless you just don't give a fuck about pussy. And I am either. Do you?
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
PJ?
Yes. Come back next week.
Yeah. I know we ended super low energy. We got to hype it back up again. I got just a thing for it.
What is that?
Well, I got to tell one thing first before I do that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm Brent.
I'm PJ. Yeah. Listening to trade. Watching trade. I need a trade. I need a trade. Not rapping. I'm really brave. Shout out trade. Hey. We're the wave. Trade.
Bars.
Bars.
Bars. Bars. Bars. Bars. Bars. Bars. Oh, have a good rest of your fucking Friday, man. Have a good rest of whatever fuck day you listen to this on.
Yes.
Thank you for staying this long.
Thank you.
I don't know how.
Because it was only an hour and 30 minutes.
It's true. They're like, bro, if these niggas had talked for an hour and 35, I would have been my limit. I would have been done.
That's it.
But you stayed.
Yes.
And we appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
I take this drink for you.
Yes. I finish my drink for you.
That's right.
Yes.
PJ finishes for you.
Yes. Ah. Every night.
Ooh. Multiple times.
Yeah. Yes.
Multiple bars.
Stamina.
Seattle. I love that we can do this now. Just over the music. I can hear it live. It's the best.
Boom.
Oh, come back next week, man.
Yes.
Next week we're celebrating our... Stop it.
Uh-oh.
Nope, pause it.
Uh-oh.
Pause it, because I got to throw that out there.
Okay.
Next week.
Uh-huh.
Real shit.
Uh-huh.
Our 4-year anniversary episode is next week.
You know what you said? You said we're going to become critiques. We're dressing up, okay? You going to see us?
Yeah, we're
going to
get fly. I'm going to throw some shit on for that episode.
Yeah.
We're going to look crispy.
We might use actual critique words in there. Like,
that's right, like pussy.
The lighting exposed the pussy in the right frame.
That's right. Bring that beat back, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, now I can bring it back. I had to hype that up. 4 years coming up, homie.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. All of that.
Uh-huh.
That's right. So come back next week.
Mm-hmm.
The shit gonna be hype.
Mm-hmm.
We doing a black movie. I don't know which one, because that's the protocol. What have we done for the anniversary episodes? We did the Mac last time.
Yes.
And I think before that, was Django the anniversary?
I think so.
Or was it Boss Nigga?
Ah, they were one in the same.
I think it was Blackenstein, Boss Nigga, the Mac, and now it's gonna be something else.
Okay.
So we'll figure that out.
Okay.
When PJ comes by again.
Yes.
So come back.
Come back.
Celebrate with us, won't you?
Please.
Hear us talk about some black movies.
Yes.
That's how I know people love that. Some people don't. Some people love that, but guess what? We love that.
Fuck you, Joey.
Hey,
yeah, sorry.
We're not watching Roll Together, Joey.
No, we're not.
None of that.
No.
So
he's nodded on beat to his own.
Oh shit, he is almost nodded on beat to the music, ain't he? He knows. That's crazy. He actually almost is.
Wow.
Can you hear us?
I know, right? What the fuck is going on?
Are you in my house? Peace. Peace.
Peace.